Hey, everybody, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You were just listening to DJ T Noble.
Woo!
Off of their mixed drill Halloween. They started with the song Buggy by Nicki Nair, and then they went into
Jump In,
Yas
by Doss. So, yeah. You're listening to Hail Discordia.
Hey, this is Zoe. Yay, this is Izzy, and we're back. Hope you guys loved that little DJ section. We are so impressed with that. Shout out TJ T Noble, featured in this issue of Discorder Magazine, which we're featuring today. If you've listened to us before, you know that we're bringing you content from the recent Discorder Magazine issues, live on air, soundscaped, exclusived, you know, chopped up and given. And this time, it's the June-July episode. We know it's August 15th, and we're going to get right into the August-September issue next show.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, we have a special episode, and we're still going to be drawing from that June-July issue, because it's late.
Yeah. We had a really fun episode. We've got a really fun episode coming up for you guys. We spent a good minute planning it. We did a kind of, like, boots-on-the-ground, like, kind of situation this week. So Izzy and I have kind of had this idea for a minute. We wanted to just spend a day walking through Vancouver. And we ended up walking from UBC campus to Stanley Park. How many kilometers was that?
I think it was about 14 kilometers in the end.
14 kilometers!
We walked 14 kilometers on this beautiful land,
mm-hmm.
which Vancouver is situated on and which UBC is situated on, which is the unceded traditional and ancestral land of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. So we have to be reminding all of you that our beautiful journey on that land was something that we get to experience all the time in this beautiful place, and we do it with care and we do it with awareness because we're walking on earth that was sufficiently stewarded for years before our arrival and does not belong to us. But we walk on it and we love it and we appreciate it, and we look at the water and we look at the grass and we look at the earth, and we had such a fun time doing that this time. It was such an adventure. So it's kind of an on-the-go episode of adventuring.
It is. I'll explain the structure of this episode a little bit today as well. We're gonna be playing some videos that we took along our way. We had a couple of interview questions prepared. We talked about those. We pulled from the magazine. We talked about some of the issues. We have some music queued up for you guys, as you heard a bit earlier. So we're really excited to get into this episode.
Yeah, all of the music and the content is from the magazine, and a lot of the questions that we ask each other on this walk is interview questions that we pulled from our fantastic contributors. And it was so much fun.
Yeah. So we're going to jump into an ad break, and then we will come right back, get into the first video clip that we took of today, and yeah, come along with us on our journey across Vancouver.
Absolutely.
You know what time it is.
What time is it?
It is time for Victory Square Block Party. This September 1st, prepare to see Lilacs and the Apocalypse, Ayanna Seymour, Scarlet Fever, Tough Cell, Attawolf, New Age Doom, and Sammo T coming at you this September 1st in Victory Square, CITR, me and you, be there. I won't even give you the option to be square. How about them apples? Victory Square Block Party time! Are you kidding me?
It's Nardwar to Human Serviette, and you're listening to Unseated Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM. Doo 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 doo.
we have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
The virus took on many shapes. The bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
All right. So thank you for listening to those ads for us. We're going to get right into our video that we took while we were on our little journey.
Time to just be walking and talking.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe and I had this idea for a while that maybe we just wanted to spend a day in the city and just see how long we could get.
Yeah.
And we're doing this no map. For you audio listeners, I was letting the car pass.
Mm-hmm.
No map, no discussion. We actually just threw ourselves onto the road. We see my makeshift backpack? It's a tote bag makeshift backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And Zoe has her own backpack.
Yeah. It's like this little like Lululemon like bag kind of thing that I got happening right now.
Protect the back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Spine health and whatnot. We're having a great time. We're kind of just chatting. Feeling the sun. It's not too crazy hot, which is nice.
Yeah, that's a huge plus.
And the views are just gorgeous.
So what we're gonna do this episode is get into some of the pieces from Discorder magazine that we didn't focus on last episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a June-July issue and this is our July Hail Discordia episode. So we're gonna ask each other some questions of things that came up in the pieces that are
oh
just
God.
Fun. And we're also gonna chat about it. So stay tuned, and much love. Thanks for hailing Discordia.
Okay, so we had just like a cute little intro in that one. I'll describe a little bit of where we were when we took that. We were on Northwest Marine Drive, kind of by the, if you know it, then you know it. It's this little view with like a little bench. There's like a really nice golden like field in there. We also took videos of this and we just set up actually like 10 minutes ago before we started this episode a Hail Discordia email and YouTube. So
because we're mm-hmm. gonna have a video exclusive version of the audio that you're sneak peeking today come out at the end of the month. Hail Discordia's first YouTube video.
Yes, it's gonna be like a cute little vlog. So you're hearing some of that today. Feel free to email us at hailingdiscordia@gmail.com.
Thank you for hailing Discordia. Keep doing it and email us at hailingdiscordia.
Exactly. And this location kind of reminded us of some of the conversations we had from the last episode about A House from Nowhere, because we were in this really beautiful golden field with like some trees, and it was a mix of like burnt, not burnt but you know, dry
that California core, right, where it's
exactly.
burnt to the ground
where it's all like disintegrated a little bit, but it's like saturated, so it like
it's like golden
looks
and ashy.
Pretty, right, exactly.
Nostalgic.
It's nostalgic.
It was, though. That is so California for me, because I left California when I was 12. So a lot of my early memories are just like what it looked like, what it smelled like,
mm-hmm.
and the gold is, it's the Golden State. It's Golden State Warriors, right?
Yeah. Who were just in the Olympics as well, like a lot of people from that team.
Shout out Clay.
Yeah, I'm from the Bay, so I'm a fan. Of course I am.
But it was so golden. And it is really, like, I feel like the more time that Zoe and I spend together, especially time that's spent walking outdoors, and having the shared history that we do, even though we weren't in California together, you really learn that every new context and place is just a mix of different things that we can add up to reference it, which is kind of the, it's like the view from nowhere. Can you have a view from nowhere? Like, as soon as we're born, we're contextual individuals. And mm-hmm. everything else that we learn in our life, we're adding on to things that we already had images of or thoughts of. Like, there aren't even really, you can't come up with a new animal in your head. You can just, like, mix more together.
Exactly. And that's why everywhere I turn in Vancouver, I'm like, ah, that reminds me of the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And it's like, well.
But it actually does so much.
Thousands of miles away. Or hundreds or whatever it is of miles away.
No, we are far away. But someone was asking me about Montreal the other day and how similar it was to Vancouver. And I was like, no, Vancouver reminds me so much of the Bay because it's big and it's blue and there's all these bridges and you have to drive everywhere and it's there's a Safeway.
We're like describing a city.
Yeah, but in Montreal, there are, I guess there are a lot of bridges, but it's not the same
it's
vibe.
It's not the same.
It's closer. It's condensed. Mm-hmm. You don't got Safeway. You got Metro or Provigo. Like, you know, right. The vibes are different.
Exactly. Maybe if you were in New York, things would remind you of Montreal or vice versa. Like,
exactly.
I'm sure it's just a change of the environment. Like, it's those really specific things.
You know Suits, like the show in New York was filmed in Toronto?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. There you go, though. All these different cities cosplay New York in media.
Yeah. Wait, yeah. And then Vancouver as well. Maybe that's why it reminds us of San Francisco.
Yeah, Vancouver also cosplays Seattle.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
Probably.
Like, I think 50 Shades of Grey was supposed to be in Seattle, but they filmed it here.
They
like,
did.
Right, literally 10
literally
feet away.
On our campus. Like, I'm looking at, like, the, what was it, the office building or, like, her graduation or something.
Do you think they filmed Grey's Anatomy in Seattle?
I don't know. Maybe they got B-roll from there?
I bet those ferry boats were Vancouver Island ferry boats. I don't know.
But, yeah. House from Nowhere. Going into our next clip, we traveled down Northwest Marine Drive and walked all the way to Spanish Banks. So we converse a bit here on the rocks by the water, so you will hear some water in the background. But yeah, let's
get
into it.
But you'll hear voices screaming over the water sound. Also, oh, yeah. For the record, this entire journey was done between like 4 p.m. I think we left just at 4 p.m. or right after 4.
Yeah.
And we were done with the journey at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
So this is a long afternoon. It's golden hour. We're setting in for the ride. We're at our first little sit down by some rocks, but the day is far from over.
Far from over. So let's get into it.
Okay.
Well, one of the articles in this issue is about Tree Fort Music Festival, which was in Boise, Idaho. And it's a great article. It's at the start of this June, July 2024 issue. Definitely recommend it. And it was just interesting to, I don't know, I just thought it was cool. They were saying that Built to Spill was a frequent headliner, even though all of the other, a lot of the other acts were local artists and less known on that grand scheme. And it felt like that band just was constantly lending their name to get traction and attention from these other local artists.
Lit.
Which I thought was super cool.
Awesome.
And it was super cool. And it just got us thinking about other concerts that we've been to, or festivals we've been to, or festivals we want to go to, and would be your dream festival lineup. I want to hear yours first.
So I'm really upset because this year at Oceaga, which is the Montreal Music Festival that happens first weekend of August, I'm not going. I've been every other year, actually, that I've lived in Montreal, except for, like, COVID. But Green Day, which is an Oakland band that I love, I mean, you probably know Green Day, but Green Day and Dominic Fike, who I also love, are playing on the same day. And I'm, like, obsessed with that. I also loved seeing Red Hot Chili Peppers. Randomly, Imagine Dragons was one of the best artists I've ever seen at a festival. Like, don't knock until you try it. Because there's music that you like, and then there's performance. And sometimes a great artist is not a great performer, and sometimes a great performer is not the music you like listening to.
100%.
Mm-hmm. So my dream festival, actually, is Outside Lands, I think. Because I really want to go festivaling with my brother. And the last artist I'll say that I would love to see is 070 Shake.
Oh my god, that'd be so good vibe.
Dream festival artist, for sure.
I do also definitely want to go to Outside Lands.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just a thing that I need to do.
Have you been?
I haven't, but yeah, it's like, exactly, like I feel like I need to at this point.
Yeah.
Also, Chapel Rowan is going to be at Oceaga, I'm pretty sure, too. Which is like, yeah, I just wish I could be there.
Oh, I love Chapel Rowan.
But the lineup, because at first I started with just remembering who the headliners were, but then I went into like the full lineup and like I literally took a note off of the doc and put it into my phone because I was like, no, I need you to see this live.
Wait, lineup for Oceaga?
Mm-hmm. Coachella 2017, the headliners, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, Radiohead.
That's slay.
Beyonce had to pull out because it was like via doctor's orders. I think she was pregnant at the time.
Wait, rip.
Mm-hmm. But she, her spot was replaced by Lady Gaga. I know. Had to be there. Other performances, Lord, Kay Trinata.
Lord is dream too.
Kehlani, car seat headrest.
Yup.
Tory Lanez.
Yup.
Declan McKenna.
Duh.
Mac Miller.
Right. Oh!
Schoolboy Q.
Oh, Gucci
Mane.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Stacked.
Yeah, so Lord say, is yeah. So that was, 2017? So it was 14 at that time.
Jeez.
And I think at that time, I remember hearing about that lineup or something around it and being like, oh, that's so cool. But, like, Coachella's always going to be that good, right? And I feel like it's still pretty good. Like, this past year was good.
I wanted to see Eminem at Coachella.
Was he at Coachella?
Like, last year. Or the year before.
Yeah. There were so many concerts that I was like, oh, these guys are going to be together forever. Like, I'll see them when I'm, like, older and, like, can. Fifth Harmony, I would have loved to see them in concert.
Wait, Fifth Harmony also ate, though.
They did eat. Their live, like, versions of, like, what's that one song, Feels? I'll have to play it. It's good.
Wait.
It's really good.
I'm thinking of another Fifth Harmony song that's, like, so good. And I haven't heard it in so long, but when I was in India for the International Round Square Conference when I was 16, mm-hmm. like when I went on that school conference.
Yeah.
We had these like festival nights every night where we would just kind of mosh everybody sober, 1,000 16-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And they played Fifth Harmony once and I actually went off. Like I remember being like, nothing has ever made me feel so alive.
How old were you?
16.
Okay, so that album Reflection would have been out. Was it like a newer song like
no.
at that time?
I remember it was kind of a throwback.
Mm.
I literally actually need to, I'm gonna look.
We'll have to find it.
It's with, there's like a rapper too.
Ooh, Ty Dolla $ign, Flex.
It's worth it. Worth it.
Maybe
worth
I'm worth it. It. The trumpet epidemic of the 2010s was crazy.
The trumpet epidemic!
No, because
it's by Jason Derulo.
Oh!
And
yes, Jason Derulo.
There you go.
He's singing self. Well, we're at the beach. If you didn't already, well, you did already know because you just watched that entire segment. We're going to keep on walking.
¿Quieres fumar, Zoe Bowie?
All right, we are back. That was our fun little segment that we did at the beach.
Very cute and fun.
Very adorable. I haven't watched, because when we edited these, we split it. So I haven't seen that one in like a second. So that was so sweet to like look back on and see.
And it's so fun to see the video version also. You guys are going to be so excited for this video. I'm really hyped for you to see all the clips in their entirety. But loved chatting about festival lineups. And that was inspired by the Tree Fort Music Festival article, which was written in this issue by Shayna Bursey, and illustrations were done by Sophie, with a Y. So thank you for that. We're going to actually play you some music, starting with a song from one of the artists that played at Tree Fort Music Festival. And there are different locations here, so this is Billings, Montana, that we're going to be covering. I was inspired by this because my parents are currently embarking in a road trip from California to Montreal, my two homes, I guess, which is a long drive, and they're in Montana right now. So I was like, perfect, Montana. This is by Gilda House, and the song is called Anam Cara. So get excited, everybody.
Take a break, head down. We'll make it through the state of living undercover.
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshie has you covered. Stop in today at Freshie on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshie on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshie, eat, energize.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
All right, and we are back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Hail Discordia here. And today we are going through some footage that we took during our walk from UBC to Stanley Park. We have a couple of more clips for you throughout this episode. We are doing some questions and covering some themes that we pulled from this June-July issue of Discorder magazine. So I'm going to play our next clip, and you're going to hear where Izzy and I are at on our journey.
What up, guys? Wait, no, we're good. Whereabouts are we? We've crossed three beaches. We crossed Spanish Banks. What was the second one?
Locarno Beach.
Locarno Beach.
And Jericho.
And Jericho. And we're coming up on Kitts. So that's four beaches that we've walked.
We're at Stevens and West 2nd Avenue, which means we're breaching McDonald and we're about to hit West 4th, which is where we cross over. This is so like not that impressive to do in a map, but we're still covering a huge amount of the city.
Yeah, and we
keep in mind, neither of us are from here.
No, still no map, exactly. We've hit Suburban. Loving Suburban because it was a lot of beach. And we're looking at all the houses. But I wonder if people hear other people talking shit about their houses. Because when I be passing a house, I be chatting shit.
We've been judging. Just the normal amount, though, and honestly, it's pretty much all been praise.
Yeah, it honestly has been praise. Yeah. Maybe one or two jump scares. But praise.
Yeah.
And the way that Vancouver houses are.
Yeah.
No, but really, it's kind of been really beautiful.
Great light.
Mm-hmm.
I want to live in a home.
Yep.
I'm getting ready to be living in a home. Like, I want a kitchen and a library and stuff.
Mm-hmm. A library? Would you have a philosophy section? Or would it all be philosophy?
Yeah, no, I'd have a philosophy section. It wouldn't all be philosophy. But, you know, a library can be very small, just any, like, room or section of a room where I have books.
Yeah.
But in a dream way, it would be pretty decked out.
Mm-hmm.
With, like, couches and stuff.
Yeah.
And really good lighting.
I feel like I'd want windows, but I feel like I would change my mind on windows sometimes.
I love windows. I want a sunroom, and I'll call it a solarium for kicks.
Yes, I do want a sunroom. I want a sound room.
Yeah.
With just really good speakers, like a woofer, like something cool.
A listening room.
A listening room, if you will.
Yeah. It's like made of cork.
And I also want like a bunch of instruments, like a studio, I suppose.
Duh.
I don't know if I would like record music. I guess that you would have to if you had a studio.
You'd make beats, no question.
I would if I knew how to, like in the way that I want to. Beats. Thank you.
That was like such a cute little section that we had, guys. Yeah, we did that when we were walking through a neighborhood. It was adorable.
It was adorable.
But yeah, I stand by it. I would so totally have, like, I don't know, some sort of sound room or something. I think that's my goal.
You guys are live witnessing Zoe and I being 20-somethings and deciding that maybe we want a home.
Yeah. Story of life.
Yeah. Story of, yeah. It's kind of adorable because I feel it so much this year. I'm about to turn 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the part where you look at your teen years and they're not last year anymore, they're like an era that isn't this era anymore.
Yeah.
It's quite a switch.
Exactly. I feel myself just now walking around campus and kind of clicking into it and mm-hmm. being like, I'm now a university student and I know where things are and I don't have to use Google Maps to like get to an exam or like find a building. I can just kind of go about, and that kind of showed even in when we were able to navigate our way just to Stanley Park without a map, which again, like, it's, you know, Vancouver is decently navigatable.
Yeah. Yes.
But still, it was just a, yeah, like things are just clicking. And I was speaking with Aaron, our friend, the other day about taking public transit during first and second year compared to now, and how it used to be a lot, it used to feel a lot funner and a lot newer because not only were we seeing the city, but it was something that we were unfamiliar with, and it just had so much like positive potential of just exploring and stuff. And now we are familiar with it. But how blessed, I feel so blessed to be familiar with such a space.
I feel so blessed too. It feels awesome. And I'm now, when I graduate Vancouver, I'll have been here for as long as I ever lived in Montreal.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
I know.
Does this feel like a third home?
Yes, it does. But it's making me unfortunately aware of the fact that as I age, time goes faster and faster.
Yeah.
Which I know is what they say.
But I never believed it.
Until it's like currently happening to you.
I was like, that's bull. It's not gonna happen to me. It's literally happening to me going into fourth year of university. I swear I was in Jumpstart actually like it feels like 6 months. Well,
I know.
Yeah, 6 months ago.
Yesterday I passed by the Ritzemeekin, which mm-hmm. was my residence. And there were just like so many feelings because it's so long ago, but so current also. It's crazy.
No, exactly. It's insane. I have this like photo widget on my phone that just shuffles through. And I saw the other day, actually, I don't know if I sent this to you. It was the picture of one of the first nights that me, you, and Juliet and Will and everyone like really like met kind of thing.
Iconic era.
Iconic. I think it was maybe at the Pit. I think it actually was definitely at the Pit, which is crazy.
Spring 2022.
Yeah.
2022 was a crazy year.
2022 was 2 years ago.
No, that's, I know, crazy. And also it just went really well. Because mm-hmm. then that next fall was like the October that everybody remembered forever.
The October. Wow. Ready? That was an eventful October.
I know.
Wow. Guys, what did you do in October 2022? Think about it.
Anyway, our next walking clip was when we were, you know, navigating the city as we do, walking right across one of those big highway bridges that goes across the ocean. But it was extremely loud, and it was a little bit scattered. So we're going to kind of recap our conversation live here, and we might have some treats from that section in the video portion, which you guys have to stay tuned for. But anyway, a big question that we discussed while we were on the bridge was, what would your albums be in a bunker? Mm-hmm. What albums would you bring during an apocalypse or just a world disaster in which you had to be hiding out in a bunker? What music is of that value to you? And this question was not exactly straight off the dome for us. We were thinking about Matt Schmidt, who interviewed the band Natlack, and asked them that. So we're going to give our own answers.
Yeah, and read that interview in this June-July issue of Discorder magazine. Yeah, and that question can be interpreted in different ways. It can be interpreted as a, like, you know, what you had mentioned on the bridge, that music is so tied to memories. So it can be, well, what memories do you want to have with you tied to music in that way that you can frequently reference by listening to that song? Or out of a, like, what genres would you want to save and preserve for the end of time or the end of your time in the bunker? I don't know.
Loaded question.
Yeah.
It got layers to it.
Oh, yeah. So take it how you want it.
Zoe, would you like to start us off with your bunker albums?
I would love to. So this was a really hard question for me. And my answer changed. It's changed every single time that it has been asked, honestly. But my answer right now would be Submarine by the Marías, their new album. It's really good. I've been listening to it a lot. I like the song Echo and Vicious Robot something. Vicious Sensitive Robot?
Real.
I'll have to find it. And then second album, New America Part 2, Erykah Badu, love. And then the third one is The Love Movement by A Tribe Called Quest. Huge fan, been listening to that album for a very long time. My dad put me on to them like a very long time ago, and I've just kind of always been like referring back to that album throughout life. And I really enjoy it.
Zoe was a rock and roll baddie kiddo, if you can't tell. And we did choose three albums for this. So not only is it what albums would you bring, but we made it a top three moment.
Mm-hmm.
Really fantastic choices.
Thank you.
I have to say, Zoe. My three that I have like recorded here are The Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars by David Bowie. I think that one would probably stay there regardless. I just think it's a fantastic album. I also put The Divine Feminine by Mac Miller because it's also kind of a no-skip album and because I love him, rest in peace. And I think it's would just be so listenable and would kind of be the only rap vibes in that bunker for me. Because the next one I put Pure Heroine by Lorde. I really remember being like 11 years old and having Royals be just kind of it. And it's also a no-skip album written by a 16-year-old, which is just crazy.
Beautiful lineup. And such a moment also.
Such a moment. It is crazy to think about though, because I also feel like I would put maybe some Vienna Tang in there.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Vienna Tang. I just don't hear enough about this artist. I think she's so fantastic. And that was like my family road trip music all the time growing up. So there's so many different elements of a question like that. And it is really hard to pick.
Exactly. I was even thinking about putting in Small Crush, who we interviewed maybe two episodes ago.
Shout out,
like
Logan.
That. Shout out, Logan. Shout out the entire band. We love y'all. I was listening to y'all the other day. I think I played you at my work, probably. And if I didn't, then, well, I will during my next shift. Now that...
Yeah.
That's there, yeah.
So real. And speaking of Bay Area queens, like, I would love to have 21st Century Breakdown by Green Day in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little punky, why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
So obviously ton of options for that. It's such a fun thing to think about. Next time you're bored with your friends, or if you ever have to wait in the next little while, you know how we have to wait for things sometimes, like a doctor's appointment or like a bus or, you know,
yeah,
maybe a photo ID, like you're doing all kinds of things in the world. Ask your pal about bunker albums and
exactly.
Y'all can chat the whole waiting time.
Mm-hmm. The next time your SkyTrain is late. Talk about it. Think about it. Ponder on it. Make a list. See how it changes throughout time with the moods, with the seasons, ages and stages and whatnot.
Ages and stages and whatnot.
Exactly. Our next clip, I'll give a little bit of background on what happened between our next clip and us crossing the bridge. Was we walked.
Yeah, this was funny.
Yeah, this was a random little moment. We went to a restaurant. We got some dinner.
Because we took a break.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at this point, we've been walking for 3 hours. We've hit downtown. I think I looked at Zoe at one point and said, do we need to finish it? And you were like, yes, girl, we're finishing it.
Because we were right there. No, because I was right there with you.
Like, my feet were tired. My shoulders were tired. I don't know. A girl doesn't walk 15K every day.
Right, exactly. What was that thing that they said in, oh my God, I forgot the name of the show, but it was like, well, if you eat like most of a sandwich and there's one bite left, you've still eaten the sandwich. But it's like, no, we need to finish that one bite. We need to make it to Stanley Park. We set out to do it.
That's so real.
Yeah, because it's like, you have eaten the sandwich.
Yeah.
But like, we should just eat the sandwich. It's like,
we
right
devoured
there.
That sandwich.
We devoured that sandwich. We eventually made it to Stanley Park. We grabbed dinner. We got some water. We rested up.
Chicken wings. Chatted with our waiter.
Oh, yeah. Had some carrots as well that were really good.
Wait, why were those fire?
They were, I like bought carrots like after.
I don't know why.
To the store, I bought carrots and hummus. I bought some again the other day.
I don't think we ordered them. I think we were brought carrots like as well as our chicken wings.
Yeah, because it was just on the side of it. So it was
they
great.
They were fire.
They were so good. It was amazing. And then after that, I was still kind of hungry. So I like stopped by Fresh Slice that was right next to it because I didn't want to order more because it was just going to take a minute. And we were chatting with somebody outside. It was a woman who was from New York, and she was asking us, like, I'm from New York. Is this New York pizza? Like, is this worth it? And I was like, you know, I mean, it gets the job done. It's not New York pizza, but it does what it do. And then we just started chatting. And then we started talking about motherhood.
Yeah.
And we started talking about, I think, letting life come to you or something.
Like, within 3 minutes of speaking with this random woman on the street, Zoe and I had made it very clear that we're in that 20-something cusp era where we're like, homes, children. Like, we had one long walk through Vancouver and we designed our future home, like, discussed the possibility of having babies. Do we continue careers? Mm-hmm. What's the timeline? Do I want to be a young mother? Do I want to have, like, 30 more years of not being attached to anything? Mm-hmm. The possibilities are endless and they are, like, all flooding my neurons every single second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time.
And she gave some advice. I don't remember all of it, though.
I don't remember much of it. And I hope that means that I've just taken it in and digested it. Hopefully, I didn't regret it. I think she was saying about, like, let life happen as it happens, something like that. Like, ride the wings of absurdity kind of vibe.
I remember that I felt very validated. Like, she looked at both of us with a lot. She was very serious. She took us seriously. She validated what we were kind of going through. Mm-hmm. And I left and I kind of thought, okay, Zoe and I are going to be okay.
Yeah, like, we're going to be good. We're chilling.
But then we filmed a long outro in which we may touch on points that we've already brought up, but then you'll just get them absolutely honed in. And it's taken as we're sitting, you know, enjoying some well-deserved comforts after a long journey.
Absolutely. So we'll play that clip. We'll probably get into another song after that, and then we'll do our cute little outro, and that'll be our show. So thank you guys for joining us. Don't leave just yet. We're going to play our last video. We go through the last article that we've selected, which was DJ T-Noble, who you also heard at the start, written by Zoe Weaver, who did an interview with T-Noble. And at the end of the interview, it was a great interview, greatly written as well. At the end of the interview, they did some just quick rapid fire questions that we thought were really cool. So we also go through that. So, yeah.
Have fun.
Have the bestest of times. And here is that.
Fellas.
Oh my God, it keeps falling.
We done made it to the other side of the water. So if you look across there, that's UBC where we started. Mm-hmm. We walked along Marine Drive all the way there. Then we walked past Spanish Banks Beach, Locarno Beach, Jericho Beach, all the way up to Kitts Beach, and then up across the bridge, all the way across the bridge, and then to downtown. Then we got a beer and some wings. Then we came across, and then we went across the bridges.
Yep.
And now we're on the other side.
And now we're on the other side, and it's nice, honestly. It feels very... I feel accomplished. Do you feel accomplished?
I feel very accomplished.
Yeah.
I feel like we've covered a lot of ground. We've become closer as people.
We talked a lot about, we chatted with people along the way. We chatted with our waiter. We chatted with a woman that we met outside of Fresh Slice who was from New York and then came up and was telling, she was asking, like, about the pizza. And I was like, it's not New York pizza. And we just kind of all started chatting. And you guys bonded on New York. And then we kind of bonded on San Francisco. And then we talked about just, like, life and, like, motherhood and pregnancy, and it was just a really sweet chat. And then once we were done with our pizza, it was a, like, have a good evening, and it was just kind of really sweet. But yeah, long day.
Long day indeed. And now we have kind of the last part of our question section from the issue.
Well, one quick one before we it was in the rapid fire area. A article called Little Mountain Gallery Reopens Bigger and Better in Gastown by Zypher Freebold. And it talked about how the author had stayed in a comedy club for 24 hours, correct? 24
hours? Yeah, yeah.
And read all of the discarded jokes that was, I guess, in a bucket near the front of the stage.
Yeah, like someone was reading from a bucket at the front of the stage all of the jokes that kind of hadn't been used, and they were doing it one at a time and sort of building bits on it, and the person stayed overnight, and it just seemed like such an experience.
Which sounds so cool. And that got us on just the idea of those 24-hour challenges, and where the question that we came up with over at CITR was 24-hour challenge, what art or performing arts venue would you want to go to? And also, what joke would you tell if you met a comedian? But let's start with the first.
Didn't you say Walmart?
I did say Walmart, but I changed it to, I think, like some sort of practice room.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like jazz would be nice. Something that, somewhere that a lot of bands just practice at. Like Blank Vinyl Project kind of feeling, that you can like book out a space and come in and jam with people you know or with people you don't and just see what kind of happens. And I think something like that would be really nice, because it's just guaranteed to be different every single time. Two, you have reoccurring characters, you have like new people coming in, some people who stay for longer, some people who stay for just a bit, some people who watch, some people who perform, some people who are like hitting onto your niche, and some people who aren't. And you learn something new, you learn what you don't like.
Right.
Which is also just learning something new. And
right.
I think just something like that could be really cool. If it was like frequent enough that people were coming in like more than a couple times a day, and I got to see that develop.
So insightful, Zoe.
Oh, thanks. What about you?
I would want to go to Madison Square Garden.
Ooh.
For 24 hours.
Yeah.
And do what One Direction did in their documentary movie This Is Us, which was during the Take Me Home tour, and they go and they like play behind the stage of like really everywhere that they play, and they play on like the dollies and stuff and different just equipment, and like run around on little carts and trucks. And I would want to spend 24 hours in like a big venue like that and do what One Direction did.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Directioner for life.
For life.
Yeah, why not?
These are,
Go on, then.
These are chocolates that are salted caramel, but they look like little nugs of weed.
Yeah, they do. I'll show you up close.
Mm-hmm.
Total weed nug. Chocolate.
Even the, like, branding of it kind of looks like cookies. If you're from the Bay.
And it kind of tastes like an edible.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's if I think about the fact that it, like, looks like weed, then it, like, if I don't look at it.
Mm. Next rapid fire question.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we also talked about the Alameda County Fair. Would be a cool place to stay.
Mm-hmm. I would totally stay there for 24 hours.
Totally. Get a bunch of different, like, weird kinds of deep fried foods.
Yep.
See the micro pigs.
Get a huge ice cream.
Like, race.
Go on the whitewater rafting ride a million times.
Exactly. The, like, swinging one. Get some cotton candy, because why not?
No, literally, go see the swine, go see the rabbits, go see the chinchillas. Go to the hypnotist.
There's a hypnotist? I didn't see the hypnotist.
Yeah.
Did you ever get hypnotized?
No, but some of the people in 4-H did.
Oh, my God. Rapid fire questions. This is from an article on DJ T-Noble called DJ T-Noble by Zoe Weaver. We'll start with the speed round. If you were to be immortalized as a vinyl record, which one would you be? I don't know. Do you have one off the top of your head?
Yeah.
What's yours?
Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from Mars Again.
Nice. I think mine would maybe be like... God, I don't know. It's so hard to say.
Lauryn Hill?
No, like, honestly, a part of me, like, wants to say Gemini Writes by Steve Lacy. I don't know why.
No,
or
live
even,
it,
like,
live
Call
it,
Me
live
By
it.
Your Name. Call Me By Your Name. Call Me If You Get Lost.
Oh, yeah.
Tyler, the Creator. Like, honestly, that was just,
I love
like,
that one, Luca Guadagnino.
Yeah, and because it came out, like, right before I, like, moved to Canada.
Right.
And, like, started university and just...
Oh, yeah,
like,
your two personalities were moving to Canada and liking Tyler, the Creator.
Exactly. Those are my two personalities, like, at that time. And, like, still are, like, at the root of it to an extent. But it was just an influential album and I really liked it. Anyways, what is a word that resonates with you today? Chispeante.
Well, that's what you said, like, 4 hours ago, too.
And it still does. It means, like, sparkling or glimmering in Spanish, in the way that, like, a star sparkles.
I don't know. I really like the word. I mean, I learned about it maybe like 2 years ago, and I probably think about it like a couple times a week ever since I learned about it. I just like it.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't know. A word that resonates with me today?
Yeah.
We've walked a lot today.
Yeah, we have walked a lot today.
Spontaneity, mate.
It is what it is. Ooh, spontaneity.
Spontaneity, whatever you're going to say. Yeah, because we like met people and I chatted with people.
And we did what it do.
That's why I do what I do.
Next rapid fire question. Guilty pleasure.
Like the fan fiction I'm reading?
Yeah, talk about it.
All the young dudes.
All the young dudes.
Harry Potter fan fiction. 2,000 words all around the parents, the Potter, like parents, what are their names?
All the young dudes.
Okay, moving on. What's your guilty pleasure?
My guilty pleasure? Probably Chapel Rowan, honestly. So I'm not even guilty about it, but I love Chapel Rowan.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, Renee Rapp. Like, just finding, like, some...
Yeah, you love Renee Rapp, actually.
I do love Renee Rapp. Like, just finding some sort of, like, gay, like, pop icon. As of recently, like, hasn't always been, but some, like, pop icon to just, like, crush over and be like, oh, they're amazing, and then just, like, go on with my day.
Charlie?
You know? Love Charlie.
Yeah. Slay.
Secret talent? We were talking about we can do the worm.
Yeah, we can all do the worm.
Yeah, we can both. Because I saw my dad do the worm at, like, a family gathering when I was, like, very young, and we were in, like, Lake Tahoe. And he did the worm in front of all my cousins. They're like, that's so cool. And then I was like, I bet I could probably do that. I can also beatbox pretty well.
Wow, Slay.
Yeah, which is, like, a very random one.
I learned the worm in middle school from one of my circus friends. And I can also climb trees really well.
Yeah, you will climb the heck out of a tree. Coconut tree. First thing you do when you wake up.
I was gonna say yawn. But I usually stick my whole head and torso out the window and, like, smell what the air is like.
Oh, that's nice. I open my windows. I open my windows and I make my bed and I usually tidy up my room. Because it feels like a start to the day.
Yeah, totally. Reset.
Night owl or early bird?
Used to be a night owl turning into an early bird.
Used to be an early bird turning back into a night owl. Will turn back into an early bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Period.
Ooh, last one. Favorite van venue.
What?
Favorite van venue.
Funky Winker Beans.
That name sounds like an onomatopoeia. But real. Yeah.
Or the Commodore?
Real. I was gonna say Green Auto Zone, but we also both agreed on Commodore like a couple hours ago.
Redgate, except for last time I went there, I was scared.
Yeah. Same Redgate, except for last time I went there. It was cool, but it was a loaded night.
But, like, shout out Fanta Records. And no, shout out Redgate Art Society. And shout out CRTR 101.9 FM and Discord Magazine.
Don't ever forget it. Those are our rapid fire questions.
We made it. We asked the questions. And we did the thing. And now we're going to probably, like, hit a bus home. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, can you map it and see how many kilometers that we walked, Zoe?
Yeah, wait, here. Do you want to hold this one?
Yeah.
The amount of kilometers we walked...
Do it from Marine Drive to Stanley.
Okay, guys. We were real tired in that.
That was hilarious. I hope it was as funny for y'all as it was for us.
We were, like, kind of crying in the studio. It was really funny for us. But, yeah. So, as you heard in the video, we walked about 14, 15 kilometers. It was, like, 10 at night. We were exhausted, but fulfilled.
But fulfilled and giggly and feeling all the better for it and grateful to be part of this beautiful Vancouver world and scene and the community of CITR 101.9 FM and all of its surrounding art worlds. It's just the best.
Absolutely. I had a great time making this episode. Lovely memory for the summer. And probably all of university, honestly. I'm glad that
Definitely.
We did that.
Total lovely memory. And stay so tuned for our video exclusive.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was Hail Discordia. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are going to cue ourselves out with Come Away With Me by Norah Jones. Anything else you want to add?
We chose this song because it was on Barack Obama's Summer 24 playlist. So let's
Wait, no,
all...
it wasn't.
Oh.
No, but we liked it. I don't think it was.
It was on Barack Obama's something playlist. Barack Obama loves Norah Jones. Let's play the song.
Yeah, let's play the song.
Woo!
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't tempt us with their lies. And I wanna walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountaintop. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you. Come away with me.